Over the years, you have young anglers that come up through the ranks and do very, very well, but there's one with me today, and his name is John Cruz. And I tell you what, folks, this guy has taken the tournament trail by storm, in particular this year. And John, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Eric.
Well, I guess the first thing is we're going to give everybody a little bit of history. You know, you were the first Bass Fan Big Stick many years ago, and I had the opportunity to call you on the phone one day. You didn't know me from Adam. And I said, hey, how would you like to be a Bass Fan Big Stick? And you said, what's that? And the rest is kind of history. You've taken off from there and really have taken the world by storm this year.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, I find it fascinating, actually, to read the ones that are going on now, you know, and just reflect on the memories that we had when we were doing it. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
Well, I think, you know, visibility is always critical. And, you know, for an unknown angler, maybe that, you know, it doesn't really have a name yet, you were able to kind of elevate yourself to a position where you were able to get that and then get those great sponsorships that followed.
No doubt. It's every year it's been a stepping stone in many respects as far as performance and sponsorships and you know, getting known a little better. And the Bass Fan was definitely another block in my stepping stones.
Well, you know, I want to make sure that I don't want this to be a shameless plug. And really what I'm looking at is, John, you've really taken some quantum leaps. I remember in particular you fished the FLW Championship and really got real close to winning that event. And it seems like after that time, things have just gotten better and better. And now this year with the Elite Series and the things you're doing there, it's just really taken off for you.
Right. It's been the Elite Series has been one of those deals where it's a combination of a lot of things. People ask me, you know, what's the difference this year? Well, you know, if you've done your homework like you guys at Bass Fan always do, you realize that, yeah, I've done progressively better every year on the Bassmaster Trail since I've fished it. And you know, I started out horrible, and the next year I finished about 100th in the points, and then the next year I made the Classic, finished 19th, and this year it's been going the way it feels like it's supposed to. You know, you go out there with somewhat of a game plan, and when it doesn't work, you have the confidence and knowledge and experience enough to change it up middle of the day and go do something different and catch fish. It's just been a deal where things go the way that they're supposed to go.
Well, you know, John, I have a lot of people ask me, they say, how's fishing? And I always tell them in the background, I say, well, the fishing's okay, but catching could be better. And I think I think that's what's happened for you. The catching's got really good. You know, I look at the power ratings for BASS. You're way up there in those. Of course, the points in the Elite Series, you're doing very, very well, you know, in contention for Angler of the Year. And, you know, and you're also fishing FLW at the same time, which makes it so that you're staying on the water a lot more. Do you think that helps you?
Absolutely. I really do. That was one of the reasons that I signed up to fish FLW this year, was so that I could have two tournaments under my belt before the Classic even started. So I was already you know, tournament ready when the Classic came, and you know, right after the Classic was Lake Amistad, and we had that 1 week off there, and that was the one FLW I chose to skip. And looking back on it, I think that was a great decision, because I was not strung out going into the first two Elite Series events. I was rested. I'd already had a great time with my family at Disney World right after the Classic, and you know, things were just going well.
Well, you've gotten married in the last year and have a family now, and things are going pretty big there. You've got great tour schedule now in front of you with Champlain and Kentucky Lake, both I guess Kentucky Lake first and then Champlain for the FLW. What's ahead for you? What do you think, you know, some of the options you're going to have in the future?
I think that you know, as long as I can keep catching fish like I've been doing so far this year, there's going to be a lot of doors that are going to open up for me as far as sponsorships go. Each year I've just kind of ratcheted it up a little bit, you know, just kind of progressively working my way up. And, you know, this year was a lot better with the help of Yamaha and Advanced Auto Parts. So they kind of stepped up, and that was really a neat deal, because their headquarters is right here in Roanoke, where I live now. And that's really cool. And I've been, you know, promoting Yamaha for about 4 years, and it was a really great opportunity that I've gotten to run the Yamaha Rap Ranger this year, and I fish out of that thing, and it's been great. So yeah, and I just can see the future a little bit as far as talking to other guys that are a little more established and finding out what kind of deals they've got going and what's available. And I'm really excited about my sponsorship opportunities for next year.
Well, let's talk a little bit about fishing here. You know, one of the things that I know about you, John, is the fact that you're a very, very good sight fisherman. And early in the year, that, you know, parlayed into some really good finishes. But you're also pretty versatile from the standpoint, and now you're starting to get off on these ledges and starting to fish some deep water, and you're still having success. So, you know, if you had a strong suit, you know, where are you going to position yourself here? Are you going to make yourself versatile, or are you going to say you're single-faceted?
Oh, I'm definitely more of the versatile type. But, yeah, ever since I started fishing tournaments, I would have people ask me, they'd say, you know, well, what's your strong suit? And I've still yet to have an answer. 12 years ago, I think, and I've still yet to have a definitive answer that I can say, you know, flipping or shallow cranking or one thing is my deal. And I don't feel like I have that. I really enjoy catching them a lot of different ways. I really enjoy sight fishing. You know, catching them deep is fascinating to me. I just think it's so cool because you have to really, really visualize what you're fishing down there because you can't see it. You may be 300 yards from the bank, and you have to visualize what's there, and you have to imagine that you're fishing a log that you can see, but you can't. So that's a lot of fun, and I enjoy cranking a whole lot, catching fish on crankbaits, whether it's deep or shallow, and spinnerbaits, that new chatterbait, that thing's a lot of fun to fish, and, you know, topwater is always fun, especially if you go to Clark's Hill any time of year. That's always fun.
Well, John, as things progress here, you know, you're now in the Elite Series and the wrap boats and the hoopla associated with the Elite Series, and then you've, you know, always been associated with FLW. Kind of in your mind right now, compare the two for me if you can, and kind of give me your purview of what you see happening in our sport.
I can tell you, you know, fishing both trails for the past, this is my fourth year on both trails. Every year, both trails have stepped it up, and, you know, FLW has just been on a steady ramp up as far as the number of their sponsors. The more of a spectacle it is, the more number of team boat opportunities there are for those guys who want to fish FLW only. It's good to see that they're stepping up the ante. But on the bass side, this year with the Elite Series, bass has just, they've taken their tour to a completely different level than they've been in the past. They've definitely been, you know, the major leagues. They've just taken it to a whole nother level. It's really, really nice for the angler. They're really strong on promoting the brand, and, you know, every time they announce my name, they always announce, you know, Yamaha Pro, you know, running the Yamaha wrap boat. They always throw the Yamaha in there because that's what's on my shirt and what's on my boat. And no matter if it's you know, Huggies diapers, if that was on my shirt, they'd be calling me, you know, Huggies Diaper Pro, whatever your company you're promoting. They always mention the fact that I'm promoting Advanced Auto Parts. They're a major sponsor of mine. So they're into promoting the brand and the fishermen and whoever's promoting them, sponsoring them. They're helping them out, and it's making it to where I think this sport's gonna definitely take off. It's gonna continue to grow and gonna have more and more fans, and that's what we need.
Well, you talk about 4 years in the making, you know, you look at what you've done so far in 4 years, and, you know, and if we see this sport grow at the pace that we think it will, it looks pretty obvious that this thing could turn into something pretty major.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there's a few large steps that I think that we can take, but I think we're approaching the next large step. You know, we've made some large steps in the past, past few years. You know, we've got, you know, for the guys fishing bass, we've got 11 opportunities at $100,000, one opportunity at $500,000, and three opportunities at $250,000. So, you know, that is just unbelievable. There's so much money that is on the bass side to take. I think, you know, I've won already close to $100,000 in the Bassmaster side this year alone, and I haven't made a top five. I've made a couple top tens. I have yet to make a top five to get any of the big money. So that tells you what you can get if you consistently catch fish.
Well, John, I appreciate you being with me. It's great to see you on top of the leaderboards like you're having the year you are. And, well, thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Thanks. I really appreciate it. You guys have helped me out in the past, always do. And I can tell you, I always log on Bass Fan in the morning and in the evenings before I go fishing, and when I come back, just to check on what's going on.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this indeed has been Bass Fan Radio.